Allons au vestiaire avec le joueur du match chez le Canadien, Jeff Petrie et Jeremy Filouza.
When things aren't clicking, you know, they you know, shake things up to try to, you know, jumpstart, you know, something in here. And, you know, I don't think, like I said, I think that start to the second, I think, really hurt us. And, you know, we weren't able to come back from that.
When guys with the skill level of Stamkos and get an opportunity to shoot the puck on the power play like that, can you put in perspective how difficult it is to actually stop one of those shots?
We had it swarmed into the far corner, and they, you know, they brought it out quick when we were trying to, you know, win the battle down there, and, you know, it was up and over, and it's tough for, you know, guys to get back into position, so it's something that, you know, on loose pucks we have to be aggressive, but we got to make sure that we're, you know, winning the battle and it's not coming out clean.
Thank you, Jeff.
Alors, Petrie, à qui on a demandé de mettre en perspective, là, quand il y a un jeu comme ça, de la part de Steven Stamkos, comment c'est difficile à bloquer. Oui. On le dit souvent, Danny, on va se répéter depuis une couple de fois déjà, là, en désavantage numérique, tu permets le jeu transversal avec des gars talentueux comme ça, c'est terminé. On retourne au vestiaire avec le capitaine Shea Weber.
Shifter, and, you know, it's a tough change on the second one as well. Just little things that, obviously, you want to clean up and... can obviously change the outcome of a game if you take care of those.
Victor was just talking about the fact that you guys as a pairing want to play more on offense and not be caught defending as much. Do you feel that's one of the main adjustments you guys need to make as a pair? Is there anything else?
Well, tonight, yeah. Definitely spent a lot of time defending tonight. I think everybody wants to do that. Everybody would like to... obviously play solid defense and get out of your end to obviously be able to play in the other end, but for whatever reason, we were stuck there in a lot tonight.
Thank you, Shea.
Alors, dès le début de son intervention, Shea Weber a parlé du mauvais changement d'année qui a donné le but de Tyler Johnson sur au moment où le banc du Canadien est loin en deuxième période. On va retrouver le gardien Carey Price maintenant.
In a hurry there. What went wrong in the beginning there, in the second period?
Well, obviously, them scoring a couple of goals is definitely a momentum shift, and you know, they came out prepared in the second, and it was a catch up from there.
How tough is it to stop a shot from a guy like Steven Stamkos when he gets to wind up the dot there on the power?
Well, he's been doing it for a while now, and he's been pretty successful at it. So. You know it's coming, but it's still difficult to stop.
Were a couple of changes obviously made on the lines in the third? It seemed to spark you guys. They were knocking at the door all through that third period, but playing catch up against the Lightning, it's a tough game to play.
Yeah, I thought we definitely played well in the third, shaking things up. You know, stirred things up a little bit. It seems to work sometimes, but. You know, I thought their overall defensive game was pretty solid, and Vasilevskiy played well.
Thanks, Carey.
Voilà, c'est un bon résumé. Il a dit, écoutez, en troisième période, brasser un peu les cartes. Ils ont vraiment bien joué en troisième période, mais tomber en arrière contre une équipe comme eux. Et il a dit, il a rendu crédit à Vasilevskiy. C'est vrai, Danny n'a pas volé son étoile, lui, soir.
Non,
là,
non,
quand
joué.
Le match a été sur la ligne, il a dit, bon, c'est terminé, les gars. Je vais vous la protéger, celle-là.
Il y a pas eu
un peu comme le releveur qui vient finir la job au baseball.
Ça a beau donner. Il y a eu beaucoup de travail autour du filet, mais il n'y a pas eu de lancer vraiment là où tu dis ce qu'ils appellent dans le langage les tirs cadrés, les clean shots. Il n'a pas eu beaucoup de l'enclave. On n'a pas été capable du côté du Canadien d'avoir ça.
Ou des retours menaçants, c'est pour travailler sur un deuxième chance de lancer menaçante, là, deuxième
Exactement.
Chance de compter.
Et moi, j'ai trouvé que Vasilevskiy, il est gros, mais il a joué gros. J'ai dit à plusieurs reprises, il est resté sur ses patins.
Absolument.
Moi, j'aime beaucoup sa technique sur les tirs hors l'aile. Il donne très peu le haut du filet, alors...
Gardien d'élite.
Puis là, ben, je pense que le Canadien a eu avantage à lancer bas, avoir des retours de lancer sur des arrêts provoqués avec les jambières.